Robot or not.
Okay, so Google makes these self-driving cars, and they make decisions, and they move around. They, like, drive on streets, and in a few years, they've got, you know, and they even look like sort of like faces on the front with the headlights and stuff, and they know, like, where to go and how to, like, turn on their turn signal and make a left turn and stuff like that. Self-driving car, robot or not.
You're creeping up to, I was talking to my wife about this podcast before we started it, and you're creeping up onto what is a...
I'm sorry. I apologize to your wife for even bringing this ridiculous thing into her life.
What is actually a difficult question, but I think the self-driving cars are a good way to creep up on that. I think this is an easier question. I'm going to say no on them.
Okay, so they have computer intelligence of a sort. We can debate how intelligent they are. They move, so they're self-directed. They're moving in the world, which we can talk about some more about the idea of what's a computer versus a robot. So what makes a self-driving car not a robot?
But it's kind of, we talked about kiosks before. It's kind of like the car doesn't go anywhere on its own. You have to get in and tell it where to go. And at that point, it's more like, you start moving backwards like train, or if you want to go future-y, monorail or whatever. You get in, you give it a destination. It takes you to and from the destination, but it is not self-directed in any way. Even though you're saying, oh, well, it decides when to stop and go and do its turn signal or whatever. It is just sort of performing the function of get from place A to place B, and you told it where A and B are. It's
picking a route.
It doesn't pass muster as a robot, I think, because it is just too much like, just think of it this way. You have a car that you're driving, right? But then you get cruise control, and now you don't have to have the gas. It just sticks at the speed you got. And now you get cruise control that's smart when it knows when it's going up and downhill, so it adjusts the throttle to maintain the speed, right? And so now you get like a lane departure warning or like a radar control, cruise control. So if it gets too close to the car in front of you, it slows down, but then it knows what speed you want it to go, and eventually it speeds up. Like, all you're doing by increments, you're not slowly getting closer to a robot. All you're doing is saying these are driver aids that are increasingly sophisticated, but all completely directed by the person. The car itself never attains a robothood.
How is it possible for a self-driving car to become a robot, or is it not possible?
That gets to the more difficult question, which is Kit.
Well, and that's definitely going to come up in this podcast. What about something like Johnny Cab, from which we've mentioned before?
Hey, man, I got 5 kids to feed, and that's about all I remember from the Johnny Cab scene.
Well, I mean, it's like there's a
there's the Johnny Cab, and there's a
robot.
The,
there's like
the
a robot
arm.
Torso right. Inside the cab. So is it a robot driving a car? Is the robot the car? I assume, just for efficiency's sake, that the robot and the car are integrated, right? That it's not like a robot walks, opens the car door and gets in and drives a car. He is the car, but he's also a person. Is that just a front for a computer that you're telling, like a Google self-driving car with a better interface, a metal guy with a hat?
I think we don't know enough about Johnny Cabs, because kind of like those rides at Disney World, it could be that is just a silly come-on to get you to climb into what is essentially a Google self-driving car. Or it could be that little robot torso is the brains behind the whole operation, and he is essentially driving a car around, and he is a robot whose job is to be a cabbie, whether or not his torso was welded to it. But we don't know, I think, enough about the Johnny Cab. And it seemed Johnny Cabs were kind of dumb and vending machine-y, kind of. So I'm going to say that they're more like the Google self-driving car dressed up to get people to come into them.
Yeah, I think I can see that. It's marketing, almost, for the self-driving car.
That's why you go with what's-his-name with the weird arm, because he's, you don't go to the Johnny Cab. They're just, you have no... You have no empathy for the Johnny Cab, because it's just like the Google self-driving car. You want to go with the car with the actual human cabbie. Whereas if there was an actual robot, like R2-D2 or C-3PO, you might have some feelings towards them, and it would be a harder decision.
What about a drone? A drone that people fly around, or a drone that they send to, kill people in other parts of the world?
No, that's a drone is just a plane that's flown by a pilot who's not in the plane. It's just a big remote control plane.
What about if the drone was being controlled by a computer?
Well, it's like cruise missile. No, cruise missile, not a robot. Drone, not a robot. A plane that you can tell to circle over. It is a very fancy remote control plane. Not doing anything on its own.
Sounds like that. So this episode will also cover autopilots and zeppelins, and you name it. They're all just. They're just devices that have some intelligence, but they're not robots.
I mean, they don't have intelligence. Like, this, we haven't gotten into that yet, but, yeah. Like, what is the bar for, you know, when do you decide? Because, obviously, we are entertaining the realm of things that are not real, like
R2-D2
and stuff, right? So, when you say these things don't have intelligence, you don't just mean that they don't have the same intelligence as C-3PO. You mean, like, that they don't have, like, they have the same intelligence as your toaster, if you have a fancy toaster.
Which I don't.
Robot or not.